for tuning in and welcome to 100% Hustle, the podcast that shines a light on business hustlers who are willing to give their advice for business wins and lessons learned on the Michigan Business Network. I'm your host, Vicki Hamilton, and joining me today is Heather Richard, Managing Director and CMO of her own company, Project 16 out of Ohio. This morning, we are going to talk about a hustle that many of us consider. It's starting on your own. Welcome to the 100% Hustle podcast, Heather.
Thanks so much, Vicki. It's great to be here.
Heather, I was excited to talk to you because starting up on your own is always a tough gig, and this podcast really loves to focus on the entrepreneurial spirit. So thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Heather, what inspired you to start your own marketing consultancy, and how do you plan to differentiate it in such a crowded market?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, this is something that's always been in the back of my mind, right? I have over 25 years experience in the corporate setting and was always kind of in the back of my mind of something that I kind of wanted to focus my energies not on maybe growing something for somebody else, but growing something for myself. And so that's really kind of inspired me. And I think I'm probably part of this phenomenon that some may have heard about, which is kind of called the great breakup, right? It's another version of the great resignation that's gone on, but it's really, there's a tremendous amount right now. Actually, leanin.org and McKinsey did a study of especially women leaders that are kind of reaching a point in their careers that they're ready for change, looking for something else. And that might be based on their particular situation, feeling burnt out or maybe not supported or for a multitude of reasons. But for me, it really was, I was at a stage in my career where I was just ready to try something new. And so I really was inspired by the idea of building a business that I can scale and tailor to my clients' needs. And I think that's what differentiates us a bit at Project 16 is that we are really able to be almost a strategic accelerator for our clients. So we provide advisory services in the marketing and digital space, but we also provide executional services. And a way that we can do that is basically functioning as a fractional marketing team. So I can't tell you how many times I've been in a position as a marketing leader and you're asked to do, you know, a tremendous amount of work with a very little piece of budget, right? Or very little piece of resources. And what we really provide is kind of that flexibility to bring in a true partner that can provide a lot of support in a lot of different areas and flex up and down. We have a tremendous team of really, really technically savvy industry, you know, qualified consultants that we partner with and really tailor solutions to our clients' needs. And we're able, like I said, to kind of flex up and down. So that's really what I wanted to be able to offer, knowing I've experienced that in the corporate side of life, of having a true partner that you can work with and call up, whether it's you need help in a digital space or email or content or branding. You don't have to go searching for a bunch of different agencies. We really can provide whatever is needed and partner with consultants, or we've got a lot of other subset partners that we work with. So that's kind of where we wanted to focus our energies. It's going really well.
Congratulations. I mean, that is a big move. It takes a lot of courage to start on your own and being of a certain age, not that I'm suggesting anything.
Yeah.
Starting again is tough, right? And, you know, you're a wife, you're a mother, you're a business owner now, and you've got a lot to juggle. So there's a lot of risk in this movement. But what I'm hearing is that this is well thought out and well executed. And it sounds like it's already building momentum. And I'll touch upon that in a second. But one of the things that I heard you say is that you've got layered talent at your ready. And so when you were talking about being kind of a fractional marketing, let's say, person for a company, I'm hearing that this is very helpful to smaller businesses that can't really afford to add to their headcount, but they might be able to contract out for marketing services and pay for almost a la carte menu of what they need to be able to get them to the next step and maybe build alongside of your business until they're in a position to hire someone or just continue contracting with your agency. And I think that as a business network conversation and having entrepreneurs listen, this is an opportunity for them to be able to promote their business by supporting yours and ultimately growing. So thank you for being innovative in this space. The marketing landscape is quite dynamic, and we're watching a lot of change right now with emerging trends. And so I'd like you to just speak to that, because the industry feels like it's moving towards a direction of maybe AI or various kind of prescriptive languages. Can you just talk to me how you position yourself and adapt and leverage these changes?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think we're definitely seeing a major change within kind of the overall marketing industry, right? You are seeing even the role of a CMO has changed a lot. Typically, CMOs are only lasting a few years at organizations because there's been so much change in the industry. And I think, you know, part of what we want to provide is, as you said, right, small to mid-sized organizations that maybe don't have the resources or the funding to really, you know, fully invest in a full marketing team, but do want to do marketing and they want to do it well. And so where we can really come in and help is really to help them build that kind of strategic marketing plan to determine what's right for our specific business and how are we going to get in front of our potential clients and how do we get the right message out. I think a lot of marketing is really building relationships. It's building relationships with potential customers, but it's also, you know, building relationships with your partners. And what we've seen is where things work really well is once we get that strategic plan kind of identified, is really then tapping into what trends, what things work really well for your particular individual business. You brought up AI. It's a great point, right? That's really kind of helping an evolution of, you know, where marketing's headed in the future. And, you know, anybody can use ChatGPT, right, and create some content. That's great. But you do need that balance of a seasoned marketing leader to really understand how to best utilize that content. You want to make sure that, you know, all your marketing channels are aligned and you're really driving home the right messages across every touch point with customers. And so I think that's where, you know, utilizing someone like a Project 16, where you can come in and we can be that, you know, help support to really make sure your marketing's on point, but also you don't have that huge commitment of building an entire team. So, you know, I think AI is going to continue to evolve. I think it's going to be part of how businesses work in the future, how marketing works in the future. And so really having a partner that understands that and can help leverage that for you is going to be really key to growth in the future.
When you fly Lansing, you are just one stop away from over 500 amazing global destinations. The Capital Region International Airport, your gateway to the world. Visit flylansing.com for more information.
I love that point about the way in which AI can be leveraged. Sure, it can help build some content, but the relationship that you build with your client is really what establishes the true understanding of the brand voice or the persona. And that allows you to leverage maybe the available AI to ensure that it's cohesive with their brand voice, right? Because if you just, somebody who's starting out in business keeps tapping into ChatGPT, that's not going to remember the previous suggestions it had for posts, and you're not going to have kind of an overall feel. You're going to have what could potentially be a series of random kind of statements related generally to their industry. And so you need someone to kind of captain that ship, right? To be able to sail it down the right path. So Project 16 is a partner to choose who will look after all of that messaging. Client relationships are important in business always. And you mentioned that just earlier. And as a new business, how do you start networking and building those relationships to secure future work? Just to help those who are coming up behind you in all different business endeavors, I think this is a good place to offer some advice.
Yeah, that's a great question as well. I think, you know, starting off, it can be a little scary, right? Especially as you go from being kind of in a corporate space where, you know, the path is kind of set, right? Like, you know what your next step is. You know, when you go into work every day, there's going to be work there, right? Starting out on your own, it's really, you know, up to you to create that path, to create what that work is going to be. And not just for, you know, a week out, it's for the next, you know, 12 months. What is that going to look like? So I think, you know, the biggest advice I can give is, one, really understand where you want to go, right? Any journey, you need to know where your destination needs to be. And I think, you know, for us, we really wanted to make sure that as we built this business, that we're driving success for our clients, driving success for our contractors and partners that we're working with, and really creating a space and a relationship between the two that really supports each other, that everybody feels like they can work on their terms. That was our destination, right? And everybody's might be a little bit different, but I think it's really getting clear on what that's going to be for your business. The second then is, once you kind of have that figured out, you got to start talking to people about it. And, you know, when we started building this business, you know, we're in marketing, right? So we're thinking, oh, we've got to, you know, get our website up and our social media and all this. But really, the biggest thing that you can do and the fastest thing to growth is really just having conversations within your network, right? All those other pieces, all those other channels are important, and you'll get to that. But the first thing you can do is really just to start talking to your network and finding those people that, you know, maybe you haven't talked to in a while in your career, but you know they're true supporters. They know that you can do great work. They know that when you take on a task, you're going to knock it out of the park. Those are your champions. And some of them are kind of quiet champions, right? You've forgotten about them or haven't talked to them in a while. And I think that's the biggest thing, is kind of tapping into those. And you'll be surprised how many people, you know, that you've worked with in the past or you've connected with in the past really want to help you be successful. That's been key. And then when you start to have those conversations, you know, they'll think of people that you can connect with that aren't in your network. So it's really about kind of expanding that out. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had over the last, you know, 8 months with a multitude of people that either are in corporate roles and excited to hear what we're doing and want to help, or maybe they're kind of in the same situation as a lot of your listeners, right? And they're kind of in this, I'm not sure what my next step is, but I would love to kind of talk to you and network and see what's going on. And, you know, in those opportunities for me, like, that's an opportunity either to bring someone in, right, as a partner within Project 16, or maybe just make a connection for a relationship moving forward. I think, you know, The great thing about networking, and, you know, I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's critical to really building your own business, is you never know where a conversation is going to take you. You know, I worked with a woman that through one of my networking groups who was lovely, and I had just met her, you know, maybe a couple months in, and suddenly she mentioned she's on a board and she has this opportunity with a nonprofit. And it happened where we ended up just kind of coming in and helping this amazing nonprofit that just had not had an opportunity to put much into their digital space, revamp their whole digital strategy. And so having opportunities like that and knowing that every day is going to be a little bit different, you're going to do different things, is really fun, and just being kind of open to that.
I like the idea of really holding networking as the center of a way to build business. That's what we do here on the Michigan Business Network. We highlight businesses that are doing great things, and we shine the light on them to ensure that others know they exist and give them the opportunity to expand their services. So, Heather, how can folks get in touch with you to inquire about your services?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mentioned a website. We've got one of those up and running. So there's a great amount of information on there. You can visit it at project16.com, or you can email me. I'm happy to take any questions, or again, network, happy to do that as well too. My email address is heather@project16.com.
Fantastic. Thank you. And I, of course, will put all of the contact details on the Michigan Business Network website, where this podcast will reside, and all of your information. Oh, we're out of time today, but not out of hustle. Heather, thank you for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. Thank you for tuning in to 100% Hustle. I'm your host, Vicki Hamilton, on the Michigan Business Network.